do it.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can get all your sex tips. And certainly, you will improve your sex life by going to Sex with Emily. So that is the deal, and thanks everyone for listening to the show. Today's show is Own Your O, How to Maximize Your Orgasms for Both Men and Women. We're going to give you tips. You think an orgasm, what do I need to maximize it? I already had an orgasm, thank the Lord. However, there are ways that you can maximize them, make them longer, stronger, more intense, and we're going to tell you that today. We're also reading your emails, and we've got some sex in the news, and we got some stuff going on. And I'm here with the White Menace.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm
What's
good.
Going on?
How are you? How was your weekend?
It was cool. I mean, I really didn't do much, but I felt like it was a good weekend.
Okay,
that's good. It felt long.
Uh-huh.
It felt It felt like a three-day weekend almost.
I don't know how you did that, because mine certainly did not. When I woke up today, I was like, I need one more day.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, I'm not prepared.
I went and saw the movie, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
How was it?
I thought it was really good because I didn't read the book. You know me.
Right.
Not a big reader.
Not a big reader.
Dyslexic, can't read. So I don't but the people that read the book weren't really happy with the movie.
That always happens. No one is ever happy. No one who ever read the book is happy with the movie.
Yeah. It was very graphic in some
graphic
sexual acts.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that was
that's fun.
That was
or too graphic, like
it was too graphic, like, you know. Some bad sexual encounters in it, and then
rape and stuff.
Yeah, but some were good.
Okay.
And then, I have like more of my friends getting engaged, getting married.
Oh,
you know
I
that
mean,
always.
Oh.
Well, no, that always like that always gets me.
I know it makes
like,
you feel like you should be.
No, it makes me feel like I'm getting older and I'm running out of time.
Right.
And then. Also, what made me feel older and like running out of time, I went in to my friend's house that she just bought. She just bought a house, 4-bedroom house, for $90,000
in the
Bay Area.
In the Bay Area, yeah, that's pretty good in the Bay Area.
Yeah, mortgage is like $900.
Yeah, you should do that.
I don't have like a regular job.
Either. Yeah, you do have a regular job. But it's
no,
not
I'm
paying,
not.
It doesn't pay as much as that.
I mean, I can afford a mortgage that's $900
yeah,
a month,
me
no
too.
Problem.
Where does
but
she live, though? In the middle of nowhere?
No, it's Vallejo, California. It's not the best place. But it's definitely – people are buying houses left and right. It's definitely going to become much nicer.
Right.
You know?
I can't wait till my big money train comes rolling in. I think it's going to happen this year. That's what my horoscope says.
That's good.
I'm going to make a lot of money and buy a house.
I just want to buy a condo on the strip in Vegas so I can at least say I own something.
Oh, please don't do that.
It's $125,000.
Yeah, but honey, you don't want to own anything in Vegas. You just want to go to Vegas for a day or two and come home. If you have a place in Vegas, I'd be nervous. I would never see you again.
No, I would not go there. I would just so I could say I own something.
Oh, okay. You'll be able to own something soon, and I wouldn't worry about the time running out of your friends. It is – I have to say, there should be some name for that, like when your friends all start getting married and having kids, because it does have that affliction or that condition of what it brings upon, like when your exes get married or when – your friends all get married. Like, it does affect you. I agree. Like, my friends are all on, like, their kids and homes and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't want to be, like, the old-ass man who has the teenage kids. I don't want to be that.
Well,
I want
to
be the younger.
You have to start doing things in your life to move it forward so you start meeting somebody. You start meeting the right person, like everyone needs to do.
Yeah.
If you really set your intentions for that's what you want, then you have to start dating and asking people out, making yourself available.
I know, but what I put in front of that more than anything else is the financial stuff.
I know, but honey, no one ever has – like some people have enough money, but you'll make it happen. Maybe you'll meet a wealthy woman and you guys combine your incomes. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
hopefully
what I think.
One day.
So, I know. A lot of my friends are married with kids, and that's just – I don't know. I feel like I'm at where I'm
at. It doesn't bug you as much as it bugs me.
I know.
Me.
It doesn't bug me. I kind of feel bad for them.
Oh, no.
I have a separate reaction. I feel like, really? Oh, God. Not that marriage and kids is bad, but just a lot of them are, you know, a lot of people struggle when they get to that phase. And I've just been so, like, I feel like Sex with Emily is my baby.
Yeah.
And where I put all the money that I could have bought a home.
What did you do over the weekend?
I saw movies, actually. I didn't go to the theater. I saw a screening that I'm not supposed to talk about at Letterman, Lucas Films, a new film by Roman Coppola, but I'm not supposed to talk about it.
So you went to ILM?
Yeah. I went to ILM. Yeah.
I love it there.
It was private. I can't talk about it. We were told not to talk about it. And then I watched just some DVDs. So I was like, it was such a rainy weekend in San Francisco. I watched some other movies, but I can't remember what they are. I fell asleep. Whenever I watch movies at home, I fall asleep.
How can you not remember the name of the movies that you watched?
Darjeeling Unlimited or whatever with Owen Wilson and Jason Schwartzman and Adrian Brody.
Really?
Yeah. It was good. I remember the name of it just now.
I watched more reality television.
Okay. What'd you watch?
I watched Real Housewives of Atlanta. And
Those bitches are crazy.
Yeah. They're all right. Mob Wives is effing crazy.
Yeah. I want to see that.
Mob Wives and also Love and Hip Hop, where they follow like the baby mamas of rappers. Oh. Oh my God, it's insane.
Why are they like younger and the rappers are off on tour and they're trying to manage?
God, it is nuts. They go to like some winery and like 3 minutes into the winery, like they're already throwing glasses at each other. And,
oh
like,
my God.
Tearing
Where
each other's weaves out.
Where is it?
It's on like VH1 and stuff like that.
I got to start looking at VH1 more. I don't do that enough.
And, oh, sorry, last thing.
Go.
I also watch, I forget the name of the show, but it's T.I. He's a rapper and his wife.
Okay.
And they have like, I can't even count how many kids. It seems like every single episode they have more kids. They at least have like 7 kids. And it's really cool because they follow around T.I. and him like being a father.
Right.
And he's like putting his kids in line like all the time.
Oh, okay. And it's interesting. He's an interesting guy. I don't really know him.
Yeah, it's very interesting because it shows him getting upset that his daughter's talking to some boy.
Right, which happens.
Or his kids are so spoiled because they live in a mansion and he's just like, you know, he came from really humble beginnings.
Right, so he's trying to keep his kids in check and values.
Yeah, it's really good following that. I like that.
Okay. I need to check that out. I'll add it to my DVR.
You should.
My DVR was getting full because I have all these things that I see.
Things you don't even watch.
Exactly. Chelsea Lately, I really want to watch her more. Do you like her or no? I think she's funny.
Yeah, I like her show. I like her.
I have 50 of them taped. I had to get rid of them.
I've met her before. And maybe just because it was in the morning, it was a little high. She was a little high maintenance because it was maybe morning time.
Yeah.
But definitely, I think she puts out a good product.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good show. So, yeah. And then what else I do? I just hung out with friends. It was rainy and gross.
Did you consume any alcohol?
I did not consume.
Oh, yeah. Sober.
No, I'm over Sober January.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sober January lasted for about 2.5 weeks to 3 weeks. And I did have some wine this weekend. I had a friend's birthday. Went to Zuni Cafe, which is a great restaurant in San Francisco, and had consumed some wine, and it was really nice. So a bunch of my friends, I swear to God, like even people, like friends of friends, everyone is doing Sober January this year. So I jumped on the Sober January bandwagon. I did it for a few weeks. It was fun. I'm done. I needed a drink. It was Saturday night. What am I going to do? So, that's what I did.
It's good.
Yeah. We've got some – what?
Oh, no. If we have any – because we have international
– Yes.
We have international listeners.
Yes, we do.
I don't know if we have any in Japan. But I found out, because I was joking around over the weekend, about Zima. Remember Zima was hugely popular?
Yep.
In like, I don't know, the early 90s. Was it early 90s?
Yeah, like the beer.
Apparently.
It was like a clear beer or whatever.
It wasn't – it's beer. They called it like some
– It's pop, like a wine cooler. Like old, but,
no,
right.
It was –
I remember Zima.
Some type of alcohol.
I never had it, but I knew what it was.
You never had Zima?
Oh my God. I wasn't a big drinker. I don't like most things except
for
wine.
Everyone loves to hate on Zima. Apparently, they stopped making Zima in 2008.
Why? Can you buy it on eBay, though?
I think you can maybe buy it on eBay. But apparently, only in Japan, they still make Zima.
Oh.
So if we have any international listeners.
Send us some.
Send us some somehow.
Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.
And if you can send me some Zima from Japan, I would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
And like it on Facebook, because I went to the Zima Facebook, and the Zima Facebook only has 23 likes.
Yeah, honey, because no one knows
Zima.
These
are the things that I do on the weekend.
Yeah, you got to do some more things. I know, but you're like, where's Zima? I have a friend like that. He like misses all the – he gets nostalgic for things that are no longer –
Like, I missed the Crystal Pepsi. Like, Crystal Pepsi when I was a kid in, like, junior high was huge.
What was Crystal Pepsi?
It was just clear Pepsi.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, there was a huge craze for it.
Yeah. And now it's gone. That's so sad. That's what you do on the weekends. Maybe you need to make more plans. Maybe this is why you're not getting married, honey. Because you're searching for Zima.
I Google and, like, find out everything about weird things like that. Like, the four-alarm double-decker taco has been discontinued since 1997, and I've been trying to bring it back ever since.
Taco Bell? And they're not?
Yeah.
They're not answering?
The four-alarm double-decker taco.
Are you tweeting them about it?
I tweet them. I find the CEO of Taco Bell on Facebook. I send him a private message. He doesn't write me back.
Yeah, honey, because it was in 1997.
I know, but I want it
Maybe
back.
It didn't do well.
How could it not? It's so effing delicious.
You got to stop eating Taco Bell. Drinking
Maybe
Zimas.
Focus on women.
It's kind of yeah, focus on women. It's like everyone who's listening right now and who says, God, I really want to find someone this year. And we talk about this. A lot. But what have you done to prepare to really find someone? Are you making yourself available? Are you letting people know that you're looking? Are you, like, if you find a woman that's attractive, do you ask her out? Or a man that's attractive, do you ask him out? I don't think that you put yourself out there. You were holed up in your apartment Googling Zima all weekend.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing that pertains to actual sex. I was on Instagram following my friends that were in Vegas at the Avian.
Oh, Avian Awards. We should have gone.
Dude, they were tweeting out all these photos, and they had a suite, and they had all the porn stars come back to their suite in their hot tub, and it just showed like a picture of all these porn stars like in their suite.
Oh, we should
like
have been
in a
there.
Hot tub. Yeah.
That's so sad.
It looked pretty fun.
And you saw it on Instagram. I'm on Instagram too now, Sex with Emily.
Yeah, you just posted a photo when I was walking
in. Yeah, we're preparing for our big Valentine's Day contest. We'll be announcing it by the end of the week. We're doing a massive Valentine's Day contest giveaway, and we're going to tell you how to enter and all that. But we are giving away so much good stuff.
That's
like
cool.
Hundreds and $1,000 worth of products, I have
good.
To say. Yeah, and we've got
You
stuff
don't like giving away stuff, at least to me. You never give me anything.
Can, yeah.
Never give me anything.
I can give you stuff. These are some of the products that we'll be giving away.
Bottle.
That was a nice bottle of vodka, tequila. Have you started it?
I did start it.
Was it good?
It's very good.
Good. So that was nice.
Yeah.
Would you rather have had
a... Let's
recap.
So on... Was it Friday?
I think so, yeah.
Was it Friday?
Or Thursday.
No, Thursday. Thursday. The show ended and you presented me with a lovely bottle of tequila.
Yeah.
It was 901 Tequila. That's Justin Timberlake's tequila. It's really hard to find. There's only
really
one
hard
place.
Really hard to
find. Right?
One place in San Francisco. Menace said he liked it. I hadn't gotten you a holiday present yet and a thank you present just for all that you do for me all the time and for the show and for us. And I just wanted to get you a little something that
thank
I knew you,
you
would use. And if I gave you a sex toy, on the other hand, I don't know that you'd use it.
True.
Unless it was a cock ring, which we could do that from Jimmy Jane. JimmyJane.com is a great place to buy so many sex toys. And for Valentine's Day, you put in code Emily25 and you get $25 off purchases over $100. And they've got this amazing feature on their site now called the Gift Wizard. You tell it who you're buying the present for, your price range, level of naughty versus nice, and it picks out the perfect gift for you. Because Valentine's Day can be overwhelming for people, which is why we are giving away so many great products too. We're also giving stuff away from Adam and Eve. AdamandEve.com, you use coupon code Emily at checkout, and you get all this free stuff along with it.
Speaking of Adam and Eve, thank you for reminding me.
Yes.
Woke up this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know. It had to be either MTV, VH1, or one of them. And they had a full-on infomercial, Adam and Eve.
No way.
It was for Adam and Eve, and they were like, they had two girls on there. You should be hosting this thing.
Yeah, I was probably way better than the girls posting. Or were they porn stars?
No, they weren't porn stars. They were just like girls like talking about all
products.
The stuff. And it was like full-on infomercial.
Like how long?
Like
on MTV?
I think it was like MTV.
Wow.
It had to be because I don't like go on any other networks. And
it wasn't CNN.
No. But they had like this bundle pack for the rabbit, like this rabbit collection or something like that. And it was like five different vibrators in one. And
wow.
They're like, yeah, call now and get it. It was like
that's
full on,
amazing.
It wasn't
they're
just
doing
like,
well.
Wow. Because we support them.
Because we support them. We support Adam and Jimmy
Jane. But I think it's effing bullshit that you're not
hosting. Why don't you email them and tell them that I should be the host?
Well, you talk to them. I don't talk to them.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't want to promote myself.
Yeah,
but I would be the most effective because I sell their shit.
Yeah.
whatever.
But we love
them. Can't believe they're having an infomercial without me. We love them.
It had to be at least an hour, half hour long.
Come on. Really? Yeah. Were you watching it for that long? Did you learn?
No, I just woke up and I look on the screen and there's rabbits all over the place. Like, I couldn't believe that they were actually showing it.
Oh,
like,
on MTV or VH1?
Yeah.
Yeah. They can do that now. The sex toys are everywhere.
It was.
They're at Walgreens. They sell cock rings.
Yeah, but see, the thing is with the sex toys, like, if you go to you know, I don't know what it is. It's like Brookstone or something like that. They say that they're massagers, you know? They don't look like
the
actual –
the Hitachi magic wand looks like a massager.
These were like – looked full on like penises on the TV.
That's not good. Today in the morning when young kids are awake watching television
– No, kids are not up at like – you know,
well, you
get up
at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's the people who are up still doing drugs from the night before. Yeah, who's up at 4 a.m.?
It's so funny because people looking at porn, believe me, because I look on like what people are searching for, and they're looking for like at that early in the morning, they're looking at sex
porn.
Stuff. It was so funny because they had it like on a rotating thing where all the like dildos were going in a circle, and they had like the lighting was perfect and stuff like that. It looked like you're watching the Home Shopping Network.
Oh my god, I have to check it out. I wonder if you can see it online.
Probably.
Go
Kelsey,
Adam and Eve.
Can you make a note of that to Google it?
Yeah, let's
you
Google
have to
it.
See it.
I gotta see it. Okay.
It
well, we're talking about AdamandEve.com where you can buy like lingerie, sex toys, massage oil, lubricants, like anything you want. And if you use coupon code Emily at checkout, you get like the Kim Kardashian DVD sex tape, you get a free gift, free shipping, and 50% off most items.
Yeah.
So Valentine's Day is coming up, and we're also going to be giving away some stuff from them. So, yeah. There's lots of news we've got going on.
What you got for
this
me?
This is what I got for you. So, first of all, there was this article that came out that a bunch of people emailed me, and it says, the G-spot does not exist, without a doubt, says researchers. A new review of 60 years of sex research shows science still can't definitively find the G-spot. Researchers have used surveys and imaging scans and biopsies of women all trying to locate the G-spot, and they're saying it doesn't exist. I read the article. I think it's BS. What they're saying is that they think the G-spot is connected to the clitoris and that it's all part of the same thing and blah, blah, blah. But the truth is you have two different sensations from an orgasm through a G-spot and an orgasm through a clitoris. So maybe it is connected to the clitoris. I don't care what you call it, but it is a separate spot. It does exist in the planet. So researchers, dudes, are trying to find the G-spot and they can't find it.
So they say, oh, it doesn't exist.
And we had some comments on Facebook because we posted on Facebook. Some people said, I don't think it – this is from Oliver on Facebook. I don't think it has a definitive area, but I'm damn sure that many women have a very sensitive spot around a particular area just based on described visual sensations. But hey, what would I know? Oh, and it was an Israeli study. That's like trusting the Pope with sex ed.
Oh, God.
Okay. This is from Joe. Seems like you have one if you think you have one. And if you can't find yours, you've also got lots of company. Worry and pressure of any kind are contradicted if you want to have good sex. So me thinks folks should stop stressing about it. Because women do. There is this whole like holy grail of the G-spot. Like, does the G-spot exist? And I can't have a G-spot orgasm. So he's right. You shouldn't obsess about it. Larry says, yes, I have class. Those nerdy little European scientists who wouldn't know a vagina even if it sat on their face have no idea what they're talking about. I can prove to you here on this form that there's a G-spot. If there wasn't a G-spot, we wouldn't have G-spot vibrators, would we? Case closed, case dismissed. And then some Keith says, I'm sure those doctors are just wrong. And Roger says, if I hadn't, my wife would have left me by now. I'm way too selfish to fake it, his wife says. And another Margarita said, who gives a shit whether it exactly exists or not? I'm pretty sure sex is amazing. Otherwise, you're doing it wrong. So do you think the G-spot exists? Let us know. I think it does. I know it does.
I think it does.
I think it exists. I don't know why they're trying to say it doesn't exist. Why are they taking that away? Why are you taking away my G-spot?
Well, it's like taking away Pluto. Like Pluto wasn't a planet.
I know.
That's some bullshit.
Who are you people? Spend your research money on other things. Jesus Christ. Okay. Hazel, you've probably heard about this. Hazel Jones, woman with two vaginas, gets a $1 million porn offer.
Yeah, I did.
She should get $2 million for each vagina is what I have to say. But 27-year-old Hazel Jones has uterus didelphys, which is a condition which caused her to develop two sets of female reproductive organs. In other words, two vaginal canals with two openings. Vivid Entertainment, Honcho. Steve Hirsch wants to pay her $1 million to star in a porn production. Imagine what you could do with two vaginas.
Yeah.
In porn. That would be a successful porn. Or a freaky one. Like, would you really want to see, like, she could stick a penis in one and, like, a vibrator in the other? Like, you could get creative with two vaginas.
Yeah, there was this chick that was on one talk show. She had two vaginas. and she was like a whore, and she was like sleeping around with a bunch of dudes. And she had one African-American baby and one like white baby because she had two vaginas. And then she was able to have like two different babies.
Really?
It was crazy.
Well, wasn't it be because of the sperm of who she had sex with?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying she has two
right
vaginas, so she's able to have
two
different babies.
All right.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Watch Maury more often.
I should watch Maury Povich.
Yeah.
I should watch it more often. But apparently, she didn't realize that she had two vaginas until she was like in her 30s. So it's like, she didn't know. You'd think it by mistake.
She would just think
it was that. Yeah. You'd be like, oops.
She's not going to her. What's the three letters that always get mixed up? Your gynecologist, what's it called?
Oh, OBGYN.
Your OBGYN.
Yeah, she should be going to her gynecologist. He would have spotted that. You can't think he'd overlook two vaginas.
Like, check this out. I got some news to tell you. You got two vaginas.
Yeah, could you imagine? We need to talk. You'd be like, what, doctor? Do I have herpes? No. Do I have chlamydia? No. You have two vaginas.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Then, like, money would have fell from the sky.
I know.
And balloons everywhere and stuff like that.
That'd be pretty cool. $1 million. I mean, she could do – I'm just trying to think of the possibility. She could have a vibrator in one while guys having sex with her in the other.
Well, maybe she doesn't want to do porn, but
– She's doing
– She's going to do it or no?
Well, I guess she is. $1 million. She might do it.
All these porn people always throw, like, millions of dollars everywhere.
I know. I mean, I would do it for $1 million. Maybe.
What? Are you serious?
I wish I had two vaginas. No, I don't.
For $1 million, you would do
porn?
A porno.
It depends if I could set the regulations of the porn. I wouldn't want any nudity. Is that possible?
What?
Okay, I'm probably not going to do porn anytime.
Yeah.
Okay, Kobe Bryant's wife scores big in the divorce.
Of course.
His wife Vanessa is walking away with $75 million, which will told represents close to half of their total assets, estimated $150 million. Vanessa scored, snagging all three of their mansions in Newport Beach. Dude, she walked away. Why? How long were they married? A while,
They were married for quite a while. And you know what? In this case, with him cheating and then she forgiving him and then him to constantly continue to cheat, then I think she deserves
it. So he was cheating the whole time they were together?
Yeah. And he got caught very publicly.
That was a while ago, right?
Yeah. That should be extremely embarrassing for her. And he had this whole press conference saying that he was sorry. She was sticking by him.
Right.
And him to continue to cheat after that, then you know what?
Idiot. Men can't keep their wiener in their pants.
Yeah, he deserves to lose $70 million.
Yeah, $75
million. Yeah.
And three mansions. Damn. Just for being married to him.
Just for having a vagina, ladies and gentlemen. But he put her through some stuff. So
right.
I don't take the side. It's like that's money that he earned himself. But, you know, that's the same thing with Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is being a dumbass.
Right. He made a commitment. He walked down the aisle in front of his friends and families and made a commitment, and he went back on it. So it's going to cost you. You don't hear much about Tiger Woods these days, though, who he's banging. Do you think he's like been
– Yeah, of course he's still hooking up with people.
Yeah, but maybe he's
– He's being more wise on who
exactly,
he selects.
Exactly, not just some whore. Okay. Mm-hmm. BoycottKim.com is run by a convicted con man. The man behind BoycottKim.com is a convicted felon by the name of Frank Basti, who has several federal prison served federal prison time, whatever. So he launched this website. He says 650,000 people have signed his petition. He says why he wants to boycott the Kardashians. He's offended that mainstream media has covered them like a serious news story. He's a convicted felon who has a conscience. Whatever. Did you hear about this website or no?
Is he making any money off of it?
I don't know. He should be. 650,000 people have signed it? I don't know. Did you hear about Heidi Klum and Seal? They're getting divorced.
Yeah.
Did you see that coming? Didn't they seem happy? They kept having children and
– Yeah. They always in the public eye, it was this amazing marriage. But what I heard today was that he has like a crazy temper.
Oh, that would be a deal breaker for me. I couldn't – that's like walking on eggshells. If you date someone who's about to blow up at any minute, that's a nightmare.
I would have said if I was Heidi Klum, like, look – Bro, you haven't put out an album that sold anything in 15 years. You need to shut the hell up and be
exactly
thanking
she's
your
supporting
lucky stars.
Him, right?
That we are together. No, I'm sure he has money because he sold a crazy amount of records when people made money off records.
Right.
So I'm sure that he has money. But he should be like, she should be like, you're with me.
Right.
You need to shut the hell up right
but
now.
But people who I've dated, I've not dated anyone with anger management issues, but I had a girlfriend of several friends who've dated, we've heard from people who date people with anger management issues. And you have to go to therapy and get it treated. And if you don't, it's not going to go away. It's like a mm-hmm. part of your condition. Like you can't help it. You say you're going to be better, you want to be better, and then you just lose mm-hmm. it. So that's a real problem in relationships. Okay, a 36-year-old virgin fathers 14 children.
Yes.
36-year-old California man claims he's a virgin despite fathering 14 kids. He's a Silicon Valley computer security specialist. He told Anderson Cooper that he has never had a sex partner and feels it's his duty to help childless couples reproduce. I've committed 100% of my sexual energy for producing sperm for childless couples to have babies, so I don't have any other activities outside that.
What?
It doesn't say, like, I don't know if he's religious or why, yeah. but he's never had intercourse. He's just sperming it. He's just shooting sperm out all over the place
cool.
so people can have babies. It's cool. I mean, if he doesn't want to have it, just there's lots of people who can't have kids. So good for him.
Not bad.
Not bad. Okay, we're going to move into some emails from listeners, from the peeps.
Real quickly.
Yes.
I want people to Google this guy.
Google us.
There was this big whole thing of censoring the internet and all this stuff,
yeah.
right? But there was this one guy who got busted. He owned this website. It's called Mega Upload, right? And it's basically a file sharing website, which I'm still trying to figure out what's the difference between, because we use like Dropbox. And
right, or Send It or whatever.
Yeah, I use Box.com. That's my favorite. And this guy had a website that was just like it. Yesterday, I mean, just like in 2011, he made over $45 million off the website.
Wow.
But he just got busted by the feds for some reason because the people that are sharing all the files are sharing like MP3s, which is copyrighted material and people. So this guy got busted, but he's like this crazy millionaire that just – you know,
is he going to have to lose all his money, though, because he's going to pay it back because it's not copyrighted?
Well, he hired the lawyer that Bill Clinton used to fight all the sexual
allegations and his impeachment. Yeah.
So he got a really good lawyer.
Yeah.
But you should see the lifestyle that this guy lived.
Wow.
He's like a 6'7", 300-pound dude just living it up.
Where does he live?
In Germany.
Okay.
This crazy
mansion. Just started a smart website.
Yeah, just this file sharing website. And you should just Google Mega Upload Owner.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You guys would be blown away.
Right, but he might lose it all, huh?
Yeah. And this is funny because he's just – you could just tell he's just like this super nerd and he has like these crazy hot chicks around
everywhere. I'm sure. $45 million, that would do it.
Oh, no. He's worth way more than that. That's just how much it made
last
year. Oh, my
God. Jesus. Yeah. Okay. Well, everyone Google that now. Okay. We were going to go into emails.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone, for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com, or you can email us straight from the website where it says Ask Emily. You can send us your questions. If you are Friends with Benefits member, we answer your emails on top of everyone else's ahead of that. So we appreciate all of our Friends Benefits members. Okay. This one's about exercising your penis. I stumbled across your show on Sunday. 1:22 on Sunday the 22nd. How's that possible? Was yesterday the 20? Yes, yesterday was the 22nd. It seemed to be broadcasting an old show, but the topic was about a guest that wrote a book about strengthening and increasing the penis. I did not get the name of the book to do research and follow up. Do you happen to recall? It was something like How to Make Your Most Prized Position Bigger, Stronger, and Better. Now that it's a year later, have you heard anything about the results? Is the author still in the business? Any help would be great. Thanks, Big Poppy. Big Poppy from Bakersfield, California.
Bakersfield?
This was an old show that you can find on our website under Classics, and the book is called Exercising the Penis by Aaron Kemmer, K-E-M-M-E-R, and it's a guide on making your most prized organ bigger, harder, and healthier. And do you remember him, Menace? He was on the show like 2 years ago. I think you were probably there a year and a half ago. And so he is fully committed to growing the penis. The book's all about exercising the penis. I can't say that for sure it's working, but he has scientific evidence that shows that all these men have been able to grow their penis using these exercises. He contends that the penis is a muscle, and it's just like every other muscle that you need to exercise. And so I don't know. His book seems to be conclusive, but I don't have a penis. I didn't try it. I don't want to tell you. Menace didn't try it.
No.
And he's our resident penis expert.
I thought he's not the guy that he was doing it for charity.
That's not the documentary. No, okay. There was a guy, and you might be talking about Nicholas. I don't think so, though. He's doing a show called – a documentary called Inches for Charity. Mm-hmm. And his website is Inches for Charity, I think. And it's a website where there's a bunch of men who are attempting to grow their penis for charity.
Yeah.
Which is a good cause.
Yeah. I don't know how it all goes together.
Right.
But it's crazy.
It's crazy. But you don't need to worry about that because I'm sure your penis is fine. Okay. Dear Emily, I love your podcasts and I'm new to your podcasts. I discovered your podcast on Stitcher Radio and I'd like you to know I'll continue to listen to your podcasts. Cordially yours, Byron, a newcomer. P.S. I love to eat out a woman. There's more to sex than intercourse. Plus foreplay is very, very important part of sex, I believe. Thanks, Byron. You're awesome. I love his P.S. P.S. I love going down on a chick. Yeah. We love men like you. I love men like you who like to go down on chicks. That's awesome. And foreplay is a very important part of sex. I totally agree. Foreplay is one of my favorite topics. We actually had a poll. We're going to read the results tomorrow about that on our website.
Thank you for the support.
And thanks for listening through Stitcher Radio. As you know, we record every day at Stitcher Studios. It's an app that you can download for your smartphone, and it's an easy way to listen to hundreds of thousands of podcasts, including ours, Sex with Emily.
Just download it free and then search
Stitcher.com.
And then search Sex with Emily.
Exactly. Okay. Not orgasming during sex. I'm embarrassed, but I've never orgasmed ever. I've only been with my current boyfriend of 2 years. I'm 16, but I feel like there's something wrong with me. Kayla from Victoria, BC. Well, Kayla, the first thing I have to say is, have you ever had an orgasm yourself? Because a lot of – first of all, only 30% of women actually have orgasms during intercourse. So first off, I would say, have you spent time exploring your body and masturbating and figuring out what makes yourself feel good? Because then you can incorporate that into your lovemaking. You can stimulate your clitoris during sex. If that's how you have an orgasm, use your hand or a vibrator like the Jimmy Jane Forum 2 is awesome. And you can also get a small, subtle vibrator like the Bullet from Adam and Eve. So it helps sometimes to bring sex toys in. But first, I just need to know, if you orgasm on your own, you should spend some time alone figuring out your body, what makes you feel good, and then take that into your lovemaking, what you learn about your body, and move your body in certain ways so you'll be able to orgasm. But you're only 16. Wouldn't worry about it. You've got a whole life ahead of you. Thank God you're emailing and you're concerned about it because you can do something about it. I didn't even know what an orgasm was at 16.
Yeah. I have a question real quick about the stat that you always give out about 30% of women. Now, let me ask you this. Is it 30% of women physically can only have an orgasm, or is it
– during intercourse.
Or – hold on. Or is it just individual act, like
– 30% of women have – who are – so if there's 100 women having intercourse,
only 30
of them would have an orgasm. Okay.
So it's not – because when I first heard that stat, it was like, oh, my God, only 30% of women are physically able to have an orgasm
while having sex. Right.
So it's possible for every single woman to be able to have an orgasm at some time while having sex.
Yes. Okay, good. Yes. But some women need extra clitoral stimulation from their partner. They need their partner to rub their clitoris. They need a bulldozer, whatever works for you. Okay, let's get into our topic here. Our topic is important.
Are you really concerned with who's texting you?
Yeah, because my friend wants to meet in 15 minutes and I can't. And I'm not reading it. I'm actually looking at the time. Well, she just dropped something off for me. She obviously is not a good friend because she doesn't realize I do the show every day from 1 to 2. Okay.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
I know, because I know you so well. I know what you're going to say. Own your O. This is all about owning your orgasms and maximizing your orgasms. So this is for men first. You know, you have an orgasm. You're like, it's awesome. It's like Woody Allen says, I've never had a bad orgasm. I was like, I've never had bad pizza. Like, even bad pizza is good pizza. Any orgasm is a good orgasm. But you can maximize them. Orgasms occur for the purpose of releasing sperm in men. It has been suggested that orgasms are pleasurable so that male animals would have more sexual drive to fertilize their female counterparts. The male orgasm is not quite as enigmatic as a female orgasm, but scientifically speaking, it's still a fairly complicated process. So we kind of give so much attention here to the female orgasm, as you know, because it's more elusive and hard to pin down. But the first thing we're going to talk about is abstinence, which is much easier said than done. If you abstain, if a man abstains from sex and masturbation for at least a week, it will create a buildup of sexual tension. So if you've been feeling lately like you aren't, don't have as much sex drive or you are having some issues in the bedroom, just try abstaining. You can also not abstain but from sex or intercourse, but just don't go over and have an orgasm. Both of these will give you more semen for the release, which will always result in a more explosive ending. So abstinence can help you create that drive if you don't have any. You can also boost your semen production if you want more semen. The more semen you can ejaculate from your penis, the stronger your orgasm will be. There are volume enhancers. There's male enhancement supplements that are formulated to increase semen and sex drive. So I would just research these. I have none to suggest, but apparently they work, and then you can increase your sex drive. You can exercise your PC muscles. You know that I'm a huge fan of the stop-start of the muscles. This is the muscles that you use, and these are for men too and women. These are the muscles that you use to stop and start the flow of urine. So if you're peeing and you want to stop, you exercise though by contracting and releasing and holding each for a few seconds. You can download my app from the iPhone called Kegel Camp. It's a great app to help men and women. It gives you reminders, and it's my voice. I talk you through it, and it can help you have stronger, longer orgasms. I haven't even downloaded my app yet on my new iPhone.
I have your app on my iPhone.
It's an amazing app, I have to say. And it helps men because I've just got my iPhone, which I'm obsessed with, by the way. Why did you not make me get an iPhone like a year ago?
Because your service didn't have it. And do you know what's it only takes like 2 seconds to download your app.
I know. No, I'm going to do it.
So you're so cheap that you won't buy your own app.
I know. I'm so cheap I won't buy my own app.
I got it right here. Hold on.
Set. Tense and hold, then relax. Just follow along with the app. Tense. Relax.
See, I have it.
That's my app.
Support. Oh, okay. I like the photo of you on here. It's good.
Oh, let me see. Is it sexy?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay. Also, you need to have more patience. Enjoy the full experience of having sex and slowly build up to your orgasm. If you can hold out, try to edge. That's in quotes. Control yourself just shy of the point of no return of an actual orgasm for as long as possible. So this is something that men who have a problem with premature ejaculation, they can practice there by masturbating or having sex to the point of no return to when they're about to have an orgasm and then they pull out and they start again. That'll help men train those muscles. I know it sounds really awful and painful, but it works. Okay, so for women, the female blended orgasm.
Blended orgasm.
It's a blended orgasm. Clitoral orgasms usually are a lot easier for women. That's why we were talking about the G-spot earlier, like does it exist, does it not exist? There's a lot of women who can't find their G-spot or who have not found their G-spot yet. And not every woman gets a good sensation from their G-spot, but it's pretty sure that the clitoris is going to give you some pleasure. It has thousands of nerve endings. The only reason – it has more nerve endings than the penis, the clitoris. And the only reason the clitoris exists on the planet, you know, on your body, is for female pleasure. So G-spot orgasms are considered more intense because they reverberate from inside your body. But by simultaneously having your clitoris and your G-spot stroke, it can be like fireworks going off and amazing. So a blended orgasm, that would be a blended orgasm where you're having both stimulated, touches on two distinct body areas if you believe in the G-spot. And this extra effort naturally slows him down and makes him last longer if you're focusing on both. Okay. Mm. I've got a lot here. The best way, this is just about the blended orgasm, is to start by lying on your back comfortably and letting your body de-stress. So when you feel relaxed, begin manually stroking your clitoris lightly. As you become more aroused, increase your pressure and speed until you're close to reaching your peak. Now once – so they say most women need clitoral stimulation before they can hit their G-spot. So once you're near the brink, take your hand off your clitoris and then move it to your G-spot, which is internal. To find it, insert a finger palm up about an inch or two inside your vagina, feeling for a spongy or puckered area along the front wall. You may even feel like you need to pee if you hit the spot. That's what it feels like, you have to pee. But really, you could be closer to orgasm. As you massage your G-spot and become increasingly excited, resume stimulating your clitoris. So you do them both at the same time. So now that you find your G-spot, use your other hand, or you can have a partner massage your clitoris, and then you can have a boom blended orgasm. Isn't that awesome?
It is.
Does that make you happy?
I want you to start making diagrams to put up on sexwithemily.com. We got to find an artist for you.
I know. You're right. Don't you know any artists?
Sketch it out.
I know. I want to sketch because it's hard for me to explain it, sort of. It's not hard. I do it. But I want. Yeah. I just want you to know that it's possible and that a lot of times if you haven't found your G-spot, that you have to massage your clitoris first. And that's how you do it alone. But if you're with him, doggy style is a great one to do it. And also you lying on your back with your knees back and having him search for your G-spot with his fingers. It's more likely to find the G-spot with fingers, at least the first time, than you are with a penis or a vibrator.
Yeah. And not to try to segue and sell your book, but I think your book has some great positions.
It does. Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight. Buy it on Amazon now.
Yeah, but definitely it has all the diagrams where you can actually get – because, you know, us guys, we're like
– I know.
We're trying to put the visual in our head and we're really
– Do you have my book? You have it, right?
I don't have your book.
You still don't have – you didn't buy it at the party?
I didn't copy. What party? Which one?
I had two book parties that you came to and I was selling
I didn't know
book.
If it was for sale there.
Glad you were paying attention.
I was drinking
I'll bring
alcohol.
You a book. You need to have one on your
on
your
my
coffee
person.
Table.
I need one on my person. So
I'm
going to
bring
times,
you one tomorrow. But I have to be honest that Jamie, my co-author, says that our diagram of the vagina in my book is one of the female reproductive system.
The vulva.
Is the most amazing that she's seen. She got it blown up. That's how cool it is. So it is. Actually, you're right to mention that. So everyone should check that out.
I'm sorry I haven't picked up the book. I've been trying to do something that you haven't done yet, I believe. I was trying to find it on the shelf somewhere. That's what I wanted to do because I wanted to take a picture of it.
I do too. And I know that it's at Barnes & Noble. I know that it's at Good Vibrations, but they sold out. So it's going to be in more places soon. So
It needs to be in Urban Outfitters.
Mm-hmm. That's where I really want it to
be. Like the
they said
place.
It was going to be in Urban Outfitters, but I don't know if it is yet. So Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight. Go buy my book. And that's what we got time for today.
Really? Oh, can I? Yes. Another thing happened over the weekend. I
go
trying through the mission, and you know me. My favorite subject is history and like really old things and like learning all obscure facts. I like
what happened to Zima.
Yeah, oh my god, facts like on Twitter. I'm obsessed with it. They just random facts. They'll talk about like some ship. U.S. ship that sunk and no one knows what happened to it.
Okay.
And like, so I'll read everything about that ship, like beyond that. I was driving by the armory, Old Armory, which is kink.com now. Mm-hmm. And you've been telling me, I don't know how many years now that we can take a tour of it. And I just wanted to go there, not for the porn. I just want to go there for the building.
I know.
Just to look at the building.
We actually have a tour set up there that we're going to go on soon.
Oh.
Do you want to come?
Wow, setting up the tour without me.
No, you can come on it. We've been talking about it for months and months and months. We've got a contact. We've got the person. We just haven't set it up yet.
Wow.
We're going to go. They have like bondage, crazy walls,
I
porn.
I heard like chicks live there.
Maybe. I would think so. You got to check it out. And are you coming to my party that I invited you with all the interns?
I saw that, yeah.
I know it's Tuesday night or something, but
why?
You got to come.
I've told you many times.
Because that was the best night that worked
Friday.
For everyone. That was the best night that worked for everyone. We're going to have lots of drinks and fun stuff.
I know. That's the problem because I have to get up early.
Can't you just
morning.
Call in sick one day?
No. I got.
I know you've never called in sick in 10 years, blah, blah, blah.
But I'll come.
Okay.
I'll be there.
I love it.
I'll be there. And we got to take a tour because I want to check out
the
building.
Take a tour. Okay, we will. I mean, my interns, everyone wants to take a tour of it. Everyone's been talking about it. And we were supposed to do it a few months ago. Something happened. But kink.com is a super successful, popular website. And apparently they've got all these cool bondage walls and porn rooms where they shoot porn and sets. And it's crazy.
Well, the thing is, the reason that I am so captivated, because you would think, oh, it's like just some building. No. This place looks like a castle in downtown San Francisco.
Yeah.
It takes up an entire block. It looks like a castle. Google kink.com images
armory
or something like
or
that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And he bought it for like $15 million
yeah,
a few years ago.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, they make so much money there. We'll go and we will include you on the tour.
Okay.
Promise, promise, promise. Okay. So that's what we got time for.
Yeah. And people have a lot of assignments to go look up things and go to sexwithemily.com.
Go to sexwithemily.com. Exactly. Check it all out. Find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Sex with Emily. And Menace, you can find him, White Menace.
Yes.
Yes.
Everything.
Everything. Everything, everything, everything. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.